USDA has been working to develop new framework for animal disease traceability that will require states and tribal nations to establish the ability to trace animals moving interstate back to their state of origin. And APHIS, the Animal Plant and Health Inspection Service, has been conducting public meetings across the country about this, with one of those taking place this past Friday in Atlanta. Dr. T.J. Myers, Associate Deputy Administrator with APHIS Veterinary Services with USDA, said these meetings are being held to get feedback.
What we're doing is presenting our current thinking on what the new regulation would be. We're hoping to have a proposed rule that will define animal traceability by April of 2011. So this whole effort is designed to get as much public input as we can as we develop that regulation.
Dr. John Wiemers, also with APHIS Veterinary Services, explains the difference between this new plan they are working on and the previous animal identification program.
We're focusing on animals moving interstate, between states, not within states, not animals that never move from the farm, not animals that are being raised for their own consumption or for their family. We're just focusing on the interstate movement aspects. And in that aspect, we've always had some requirements for what is required for documentation and movement of animals interstate. What this is doing is simply codifying what the requirements are and pretty much simplifying it, bringing some of the requirements that have been scattered throughout this Code of Federal Regulations in the brucellosis section, in the TB section, in the scrapie section, bringing them then to one section where it's easily found and simplify the requirements so that it's more easily understood.
And Dr. Wiemers said getting input from producers is very important.
Any of the people that have an interest or who are impacted by identification and movement requirements, we want to hear from them, absolutely. And going forward to build into our process for implementing the proposed rule or the final rule, there will be a period of time for education and outreach before the compliance kicks in.
Plus, they want to remind producers this is only a proposed rule, as once it's all put together next year, a comment period will take place for more public input before a final rule is ever implemented. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.